Blog Talk Radio.
We all walk around looking like zombies. What the fuck?
You brainwashed little niggas, so you better wake up. They will never teach you how to think. They can only teach you what to think. You brainwashed little niggas, so you better get up. They will never teach you how to think. They will only teach you what to think. Caught up in the matrix. Maybe I shouldn't say shit, cause the fucking truth is something that you shouldn't play with. See, we already had some presidents that was black. I believe that it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to be exact. Did you know it? Did you know it? They rewrote our history. Easiest way to program generations for some centuries. See, they took our ancient artifacts and changed the fucking facts. Tell me how strange is that? Tried to cover up my black. Took away our group of steam. Took away our fucking crowns. But you can never take the guy within me. I found that I'm royalty, so please just let me be. I'm trying to help this, please don't make me pull my piece.
Brainwashed little niggas, so you better wake up. They will never teach you how to think. They can only teach you what to think. You brainwashed little niggas, so you better get up.
Right, fucking time's up. I stay straight like my lineup. I took a flight to Wakanda and I came back with my wand up. Feeling magical, fantastical. I'm revved up. All the stress cuz I've been pent up. You should take this as a heads up. Revolutionary moves is happening. Get your seatbelts fastened in. Don't move like a mannequin. Watch the whole world panicking. This ain't new, nigga. Where you been? Did the slaves have shipping and handling? Did the slaves have shipping it? Slaves have shipping it.
You brainwashed little niggas, so you better wake up. They will never teach you how to think. They can only teach you what to think. You brainwashed little niggas, so you better get up. They will never teach you how to think. They will only teach you what to think.
Yo, what's up here? This Threats. That's right. This Threats pimp. And I'm serious about mine. I'm so sincere.
What's up? Haters and Lovers. You have reached the Haters and Lovers show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Sincere, coming from South Carolina, by way of Baltimore. Gonna bring you my co-host Brittany here in a moment. Just want to get some announcements and some other stuff before we get the show started with our guest, Evolve Benton. If you are listening from blogtalkradio.com, feel free to give us a call if you have any questions, comments, or concerns at 949-209-2965. Only press 1 if you want to speak. If you don't want to speak, don't press 1. And we want to say hello to all of our international listeners. Hope you can understand us and follow what's going on. And if for the people that play this back after the show, when it's not live, we appreciate you as well. That artist that you heard at the beginning of the show, that was Noor from Kim for Life. Just dropping some knowledge real quick. Today is her birthday, so we definitely want to send her some birthday love. Other than that, we're about to go to the tri-state area, to my co-host Brittany, and then we're going to go ahead and get the show started. We're only on for an hour today, so we're going to go ahead and get into the show, get things rolling. All right, Brittany, I'm about to bring you in.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Hey, happy Sunday, everyone. Yes, yes, let's get into it this Sunday, okay?
Amen. Amen. So what's been going on? How was your week? How's everything been since the last show?
Everything's been good. I had a great time with my best yesterday. We was at a old school HBCU, so you know I had to rep. Yes, LU, Lincoln all day, okay?
All right. All right, so you ready to get the show started?
How have you been? Yes, yes. How have you been?
I'm good. It's just been a busy week. Just ready to go ahead and kind of get things calmed down a little bit. So kind of just relaxing right now, trying to take things easy. But definitely ready and excited about today's show, so we can go ahead for the poetry lovers and kind of take a different approach, have a more laid-back show. So let's go ahead and bring in Evolve, all the way from California. We're going to go ahead and bring in Evolve Vinton. We'll let them kind of explain who they are, what they've been working on, and how you would know them. All right, you there?
Yeah, yeah, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, hello.
Good, yep, I'm Evolve Vinton, E for short. Poet out of Los Angeles, California, but living in the Bay Area right now. And this week I'm releasing my first chapbook, Sir. Sir is a dedication to boyhood and to Black queer love. I feel like it's like a life's work, something I've been working on for a while. So I'm just really excited to share and have space with y'all. I really enjoy y'all's show. Y'all crack me up. So please keep the work going. Please keep telling our stories. Y'all are really appreciated.
Just trying to make sure that everybody has a space. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that joint in the beginning, I'm going to have to go download that. I was jamming over here. I was like, okay, this is turn up music.
Thank you. Yeah, Noah definitely makes conscious music as well as like just things to represent boys in the community. It also gives the ladies something to listen to as well. So yeah, I can definitely go ahead and download Noah's new EP. I'll find all her handles and stuff in a minute. I have to look for it. I don't have my stuff right in front of me. But I'll pull up her stuff so everybody can kind of go and hit her up and figure out how you can get the songs and the music that we play on the show and stuff, too.
Yeah, we need to stream it all day since it's her birthday. We got to stream it all day.
With some of her music, too. So, but, yeah, definitely tell people, like, your journey as far as, like, being a poet and a writer and everything and kind of, like, what motivates you and things like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think I've been writing as long as I could pick up a pencil. I always tell folks I grew up around my grandmother, and she used to watch a lot of soap operas, you know, Young and the Restless and General Hospital,
yes.
All of that.
Yes, okay.
Yes, yes. You know, so I was that kid on the floor drawing and writing, and always just been able to, like, kind of, like, zone out. I feel like I've always been around a lot of TV heads, but secretly been, like, that reader and nerd in the closet. And, you know, really just through a life and a journey of, like, experiences, found writing to be a healing modality. When I was in middle school, it was my first time ever performing, like, at a slam, and it was because, like, a girl had broke my heart. It was, like, my first little boo. And then going on to college, you know, having the opportunity to be in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, we spent a lot of time, telling our stories through art. When we was rebuilding, literally knocking down houses and, you know, building community through art. So, you know, it's just been a part of my journey. But I think right now I'm really trying to use it as an opportunity to talk, to speak, because I feel like it's been in the notebook too long. You know, I think as artists, we could get a little isolated and not want to share as much. So I'm really trying to be as visible as possible. So last year I completed my MFA in creative writing from Antioch University, and I came out with like 60 pages of poetry. So Sir is like one of the first books of a trilogy, which is Sir, Madam, Soul, where I talk about like more of my masculinity and Sir, more of the femme side. And Madam, and then Soul is like a wrap up of everything, because I feel like You know, I'm a three spirit type of individual that kind of like has all of those complexities, I guess you could say. And I grew up like around hip hop. You already know that, P, you know, so I've been like probably like freestyling and doing all that stuff for quite a while, because that's just kind of what you do as a youth during our time. We didn't really have no Snapchat, no Instagram. So making a beat on a desk and having an opportunity to, you know, kick it with your homies was the thing that you did at that time.
Everybody was doing the clips beat on the cafeteria table.
Yes, yes. or that Lauryn Hill beat or the Fugees beat, you know what I'm talking about? That killed me.
So that's kind of where everybody kind of started. Everybody was aspiring to be like the next rapper after that point. So, yeah. Are there any artists or writers that kind of influenced you or that you kind of looked up to as you were kind of molding yourself and creating your craft more?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm a big fan of Tupac Shakur, West Coast All Day, but also Biggie. You know what I mean? I feel like Biggie Smalls is an amazing storyteller. If I was looking at poets, I would say Rudy Francisco. He just dropped a book this year called Helium that's doing amazing. And he also was, like, on Jimmy Kimmel, which, like, never really happens to poets. Kat McGill is one of my long mentors and an amazing slam poet out of L.A. And let me see. LGBT folks, I would say Stacey Ann Chin. I really, really enjoy her work. Danette Smith, if you have an opportunity to read some of his work, please do. He has this poem that talks about pretty much like about don't consider us dead, you know what I mean, even when we are gone, and how we're ancestors. But he's also a black queer man, so he just tells it from an interesting perspective. And then Terrence Hayes is like really like my favorite black man on paper, and he graduated from Dillard as well. So yeah, there's like, I feel like there's like poems, there's like poets, and then there's like hip hop, and then I love Beyonce. I mean, you know, so she's always someone to look up to. I mean, I feel like there's always a great time for her, personally.
Beyonce creates her own situations. Beyonce can drop an album with two songs on it right now, and that shit would be number one on iTunes in an hour.
I'm trying to tell you, she could do a song about sitting on the toilet, and everybody be like, "Yes, I feel the same way."
Yeah, but I just really
she could probably drop a silent album.
Yeah, she could. You know, she could just drop music and not sing, right? Like, you could just be playing the piano the whole time, and we would listen to it. She has that.
I'm trying to tell you. But I do appreciate her at Coachella, shouting out the HBCUs, okay? All of my life, okay?
HBCUs all day. Dillard University over here, HBCUs all day, yes.
Well, you know. I came from the mother and the father of HBCUs, you know, the first HBCU, yes, all day, okay, yes, link it, all day, okay.
Praise God to that, yes.
Yes, thank you, somebody appreciates it, okay.
Somebody got to come first, you know, somebody always got to come first, that's a blessing, always.
Yes, you know. Everybody be sitting there always thinking about the ones in the South. I'm like, hold up, okay? The first one's in the North, God damn it, okay?
Yeah, up in the cold, too. Like, nah, we got to stay warm. We're going to go over here. But nah,
let me tell you something. The weather at my school, that had a whole different personality, okay? I can't even say, because when it was hot, it was scorching. When it rained, it fucking poured. When it was windy, that shit felt like a blizzard. So that was just a whole different scenario on its own, because you just could never go by the weather. You just couldn't.
But you did that. You made it so you did that.
Yes, I did.
She done made it through on numerous occasions. This motherfucker got 97 degrees.
And believe me, I am paying for them because those student loans is ridiculous, okay?
Okay.
Oh, man.
You know.
They just threatened me the other week.
You said, huh?
They just threatened me the other week. I was just like, let me go ahead and get y'all something for real because y'all ain't going to be threatening me too many more times.
Yeah, they will send you a quick little, hey, where's my money at? Real quick.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm like, why they hacking into shit? Nobody hacked into Sally Mae? I mean, what the fuck?
Hello?
Nobody thought about that? They're like, oh, no, we just going to go. We gonna go ahead and implant microphones in the White House. But nobody thought to go ahead and just erase some shit out of Sally Mae's data system real quick.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they can hack, what was it, Netflix, even though I did appreciate it because I did see Orange is the New Black before it came out, but still, you can hack into that,
me too.
Though.
Me too.
Okay.
I appreciate that hack.
I did. Because I knew it was going to go away. When I told you I was binge-watching that whole time, it's okay, though.
It's so good. I'm still traumatized, though. Still traumatized from those episodes. R.I.P.
Yes. Right.
That's what's up. So do you remember, like, your first poem that you ever memorized?
Do I still memorize? Have I memorized it still? Is that what you're saying?
Like, do you still remember it? Yeah.
I don't remember it in my head. It's been a while, but I know that it was that piece I'm telling you about it was my first girlfriend, and I remember, like, I was talking about this house, and it was, like, glass and pieces of glass shattering throughout the house, and that's how I was describing our relationship, which is interesting to me now. As a person who's been in therapy and such, I'm like, oh, what was I talking about? But I don't really remember, and I remember it had a line about cherry chapstick because my best friend Dana teases me about that all the time, like when I'm telling her about poems. She'll be like, the cherry chapstick on her lips, because that was one of the lines of the poem. I was really, really into Shakespeare, so I'm sure it was hella corny. But, you know, probably amazing.
Where it's not corny, I can't.
Shakespeare's for intricate thinkers.
The death
right.
of Shakespeare. Okay.
Yeah.
Shakespeare's,
you know, has some amazing stories, you know, but the way that they are articulated is kind of corny. Some of the stuff is just kind of like, okay, you know, black people ain't gonna be saying that, but it's all good.
I think they sound corny to us because honestly, you know, I mean, a lot of people say that, you know, us Americanized individuals don't really speak proper British English, like, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I mean, you know, a person will only do so much, okay? Like, you know, if somebody had a manuscript for back then, you know what I mean? Like, it's supposed to be portrayed, you know. So you can't really get mad at somebody just trying, you know, just do a guesstimation of and trying to dissect what a person is saying back then, okay?
But not even that.
Yeah,
that wasn't our first language. So, yeah, that wasn't our first language.
Nada.
So we had to get in where we fit in, for real.
You know, we should be, you know, it should be Wakanda forever for us, okay? That's what it's supposed to be, okay?
Wakanda forever and all day. Did y'all get the DVD? Black Panther DVD? Y'all got it? Blu-ray?
No. You know, I don't have the, you know, I don't do the, if anything, I just buy it off of Fios and just have it there and call it a day.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know, I don't have no DVD player or no Blu-ray. I don't know. I just feel like they're just going to collect dust and stuff. So listen, it's the same thing. You know, it's just on TV. You know, it's stored in the data on the TV. You know, less
it's
less complicated. You know.
The downloads, that's definitely work. I'm the lame one with the DVD collection still, you know.
Shoot, if I can find me a good VHS, I still have some VHS tapes. I ain't gonna lie to you, for real.
If
I could get something with good tracking, what?
I know, right?
You know. Okay, because there's definitely some keepers. All right, I'm just like, you know what? I need to get that, okay? Because when are you ever going to see that again, okay?
Yeah,
really, it'd be
true,
moments,
but, you know,
on TV
Black
that you're never going to see
Panther
again.
Black Panther's going to be everywhere. Black Panther's still
mm-hmm.
in theaters, I think, low-key. It's going to be forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, just in case Michael B. Jordan roll up on me in the elevator somewhere random, you know, might have my DVD sign it for me, bam. You know? I'm just hoping. Just trying to manifest it, you know.
Definitely.
But you know something? You know what's crazy to me? Okay, so, you know, I know, what is it, the MTV Video Awards, or Movie Awards. I know they're trying to put Black Panther against Avengers, but let's be real. Black Panther outdid every Marvel movie known to man. Cause I don't know not near one of them that was in the billions, okay? Okay?
No, it wasn't.
And the only reason why... to be honest, I saw the Avengers, and I felt like, you know what? I said, you know something? They just said they bamboozled us, because I'm sitting here like, they knew that every Black person was going to see the Avengers because Wakanda then came back and was in that one, okay? I'm not going to spoil it for people, you know, what happened and with Wakanda or whatever. If you still haven't seen it, you should see it, because it is good, but it was some bullshit. Okay, that was
it was bullshit.
Some bullshit. Okay, and I said, like, ooh, they did that shit on purpose because they knew every Black person was going to sit there and try to see that shit next to see what the hell was going to happen in Wakanda. Okay, so,
yeah.
You know, it ain't right.
Yeah,
I
have to admit, I probably wouldn't have went to go see it as quick as, you know, if Black Panther had came out. And I definitely wouldn't have been able to get my girlfriend to go see it with me. She would have been like, nope, I'm not going to see any more superhero movies with you or anything. But, you know, since I brought up Wakanda, you know, that's like a password. You can kind of get pretty much whatever you need, you know, Wakanda forever.
You know.
No, that's my Wi-Fi network name. Why are you playing?
That's hella dope.
Word for real.
But let me tell you something. When we was in the movies, somebody really dressed up like they was King Jaffy Jafar. I'm trying to tell you. And I was like, no, they didn't.
Oh, they brought out the good shit. You ain't see them?
Yeah, they was ready.
They brought
they
the good
ready.
Shit out. Okay?
The good
shit.
I'm just saying.
They had the dashikis. I said, ooh. You know what?
Okay, they came like it was coming to America.
I said, you know what? I'm not even gonna say nothing. I'm gonna let them live because I understand. So I'm gonna let them live, okay? But yeah,
they said if we was coming. We was coming.
They came out with that faux fur squirrel on their shoulder. I said,
you know what?
I said they didn't kill the Geico squirrel, Lord Jesus. I
you know what I'm
doing
to you. Okay.
Oh, that's a good
yes.
one.
They had that big ass chain on from the beauty supply store. They had their sheer sucker suit on. They was in it. They was in it. Okay. So I'm gonna let them.
I seen somebody granddaddy in there with a pastel 97 piece on. With a cane.
You know what?
He said if he was coming, he was coming, child. He had a date.
What you mean? Listen, let me tell you something. He said, fuck Easter. I'm going to wear that shit today.
Tonight. Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so if you're listening from blogtalkradio.com, I mean, you have any questions or anything, or if you know E personally, want to show some love, definitely call in to 949-209-2965. and press 1 so we know that you want to speak. If you press 1 and you don't want to speak, I'm still going to bring you on because you press 1. So don't press 1 unless you want to speak. Let's go into some of your pieces that you wanted to share on the show. What's the first piece that you wanted to share?
Yes. Get that book out there. Go ahead.
For sure. I'll share my piece, Boy, first, if that's cool with y'all.
Okay.
Cool.
I mean, I guess. I don't know why I can't be ladies first, but go ahead. You can do it.
I know, right? You know, ladies always last because, you know, the last is the best, right? They're the last for later.
You're right.
We probably all going to need to. You know, we all gonna have to get off the phone after that one. So,
ooh, all right
okay.
Now.
So here we go. New Orleans, black in the middle of spring, brass players congregating as they prepare for the second line. My gown covered internal agony. What's next? Success, failure, endless possibilities. Love covering my skin, sweat drenching from my locks. Grass beneath my feet. I walk in violation. The leaders of this elite institution said, all women must wear black dresses to commencement. No professor ever gave a lesson on gender expression. Why must womanhood be wrapped in expectation? So I wear black. Black button-downs, slacks, and loafers, all designed for male. Partially following directions, but why must I be directed by gender? I've always fallen somewhere in between. Restroom doors swinging off of filthy hinges with signs dangling reading male or female. There is no third entrance. The world genderphobic, I gender fucked, piss runs down my leg in disbelief. Who knew that dumping waste could be so complicated? I was taught to act like a lady, institutionalized to be feminine. Somewhere in between learning how to put on lip gloss, I fell in love with masculinity. Hiding my body from the hypersexual fantasies of men twice my age, Joe boxes painted against these curvy hips like graffiti paints a glow on cold brick in Los Angeles. I hit myself behind graphic tees that said, fuck you, pay me. Pay me attention. It takes a lot of courage to be vulnerable. Walking in violence, men afraid of losing privilege, women afraid of difference, dapper, clean cut, lot twists to the scalp, tapers, line of precision. See, I make masculinity look pretty. We make masculinity look pretty. Me and my boys, brown boy, theta boy, queer boy, boy. B-O-I, born obviously incredible. Wear that bow tie with pride folded into perspective. Difference is not taught, but learned to be subordinate. In elementary school, perspective felt meaningless. Abnormality fractured faces on the playground. Potential was written on the wall with chalk. I was a masterpiece that was easily erased, blood covering my skin. Knuckles tearing my beauty. Feet folding and stumping my ends for being a he-she. I guess they thought they could beat the man out of me. Who am I safe to be? Resiliency made me a success. I am boy. B-O-I. Beaten outwardly and internally. Difference holds so much potential. Boy. Born obviously incredible. Especially when you wear it. Pretty. Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Give me
little
snaps. Oh my gosh, I can't snap my
fingers
because my nails, Lord. But yes.
I was about to say, you ain't about to break no nails trying to snap, too.
Don't
break no nails,
girl. I'm going to be done and my snap is off, okay? Not the same, Lord. That's what happens when you get your nails hella long, okay? All right. Okay, boy. Yes. B-O-I.
Yes.
Yes.
And obviously
yes.
Incredible.
Okay, so
y'all
want to
hear
another? I know you gave a little bit of like what inspired that piece. So like, explain more of like some of the things that you were referencing and what inspired that piece.
Yeah. So when I wrote that piece, it was a few years back, and I was at a time when I was really frustrated. With the way that I felt like people were taking my masculinity. Like, I just got out of college, and my dad was telling me, you have to dress in a dress, you know, to get a job. And I was actually in a writing workshop, and the prompt was like, you know, create some kind of origami or something with a piece of paper and then write about it. And I balled up the piece of paper because I was like, this is stupid. And I didn't really want to. I was like, I don't want to fold up the piece of paper. And that poem came out of it. But, you know, I talk about, like you know, being a boy, you know, boyhood, which I feel like, you know, yes, it's for masculine-centered folks, but it's also a part of, like, queerness, you know, being born obviously incredible. I feel like we have to be born with a sense of resiliency. And I just talk about my journey. I talk about, like, you know, college and going to Dillard and you know, folks telling me, okay, you got to wear a dress, you know, a couple of days before graduation. I'm like, wait a minute, you know, I'm not wearing a dress. I ain't wore a dress my whole time here. You know, struggling with the bathrooms. I still struggle with that when I'm out in the world. You never know who's going to try to come in and tell me where I belong because of the way that I, you know, hold myself. And being just like, you know, being boys, I think the last part of the poem is really the uplifting part of being born obviously incredible, even though we're, you know, beaten outwardly and internally. There is a space for us in boyhood that's sacred. And that's what the chapbook is really about, you know, about that sacredness around masculinity, but also it always being connected to the divine feminine at all times. So
Definitely. Yeah, let's definitely have something else too. Let's hear another one.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Y'all want some funny or something sexy? Which what we want?
Let's say something sexy for the end. Yeah, let's
yeah,
say
something
sexy for the end.
Okay. You know, I love you a good key, okay? Listen.
Okay, we'll do something a little bit more funny because boy can be happy for some. So I'll do my honesty poem. So I wrote this because I was in a class and they were like, you know, write a poem about being honest. But then I also heard a piece by Rudy Francisco that's amazing, and he was being, like, completely honest. And I was like, what would it be like, you know, to tell the truth for a few stanzas. And originally this piece was like 5 pages, and through workshop it's been cut down. But I think it's pretty funny, so y'all can tell me what y'all think about it too. So yeah, my honesty poem. I love anything smothered in peanut butter. My favorite color is yellow like the sun, what it means to be lit, heat, and the reminder of darkness. I've never had a threesome, but I'm often attracted to three souls at the same time. I sometimes look in the mirror and I see all of my ugly texture of my hair. Please ask for consent before you touch my hair. I often fall in love with women who are still figuring out how to love themselves. I'm still figuring out how to love myself. I love wearing black, saying the word black, and loving black people. I wish I could wear Nike sweats and Kobe 9 sneakers to every occasion. No shirt, no bra, no socks. Well, maybe some happy socks. I love wearing bow ties. The knot, the way it tightens, reminds me of how sexy restriction can be and how important breath is. I consent to you buying me a bow tie. I love fret sheets to fuck on, the hot weather in Florida, cold root beer from anyone's fridge, the taste of red wine after 2 glasses. I used to believe God was in the side, sitting on a cotton cloud playing PlayStation with our universe. Now I believe she's in our hearts, beating whipped cream smoke out of our lungs, breathing the sweetness into life. Yes, God is a woman. In fact, God is a trans woman. I believe in magic. I believe death is like being born again, except for your loved ones do the crying instead of you. I'm fearful of loving, so I face my fears daily. I love trap music. I prefer black eyed peas with okra, collard greens with turkey necks, and anything big. Big butts, Biggie Smalls, big pun, big breasts, and people who are obsessed with big dicks, honestly.
Okay, for the level of honesty.
Wow, but it is. I was like, oh, that caught me off guard. Okay.
That's funny.
Well, I know as for me, I like to keep my walls intact, okay?
I feel you on that, too.
Okay.
You know, there's always room for growth, though. That's the amazing thing about a woman's body. There's always room for growth, you know? Always.
Listen. Okay.
This level to this shit, okay?
Nobody want no damn horse dick. Nobody want no doggone King Kong leg. No. This is not for her. Okay. It's not red too. It's not none of that shit. Okay. If I tell you this one now, you do that shit to me, I'll be like, all right, it's your turn. Don't look crazy. Don't look crazy. You got to feel every fucking thing I'm feeling right now. So at the end of the day, I bet you'll never pull that shit again.
Oh, man. Not the horse ones, though. So that's a lot, but, you know.
I mean, this is coming from the one we're talking about. So, well, there's levels, you know. No, no, this is certain levels. I'm sorry, you need to leave that to other people. No, no.
Or leave that bitch at the store or in the catalog. If you got the balance show, stuff, that bitch is pulling you forward, that shit is too heavy. For real. Like, real shit.
You're falling over. You're tripping over yourself. Hey, if you can't hold it up, then you shouldn't wear it. That's the rule of thumb. Rule of thumb.
I'm like, why you look like your back hurting? You all hunched over and shit. Stand up straight. The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's like,
leave that shit there. If that shit is half your body weight,
okay,
it's bigger than your size.
And use that shit as a weapon, bitch. You need to put that down. Okay.
It's
okay.
A bat and a dick.
No. Like, what? That shit is like, so what you trying to prove? Okay. Okay.
It's all with consent, you know, all with consent. All of the poems are with consent and, you know, whatever you need, you know. That's the great thing about being queer is, like, you know, it's always just get a smaller one, you know. It's like, just move it down, move it up. I love it. I have so many options. Imagine you're
right.
Stuck with it, you know. Just stuck. Horrible.
Okay, that's the worst part, for real. That's
mm-hmm.
so unfortunate, for real. Like,
yeah, not so bad.
At least we can sail around and make some life decisions from there. Like, you know what? Yeah, I think I might want to go ahead and we might have to pull out a 6 on this one.
Yeah,
I don't
know
about the 9.
No, like the 9 is not for me.
A 9?
No. Look, it's some motherfuckers that can take a 9, Brittany.
Yeah, some of them love it, man.
Good
you be surprised.
Okay. Good the fuck for them. But me, hell no. I don't give a shit if my damn cookie's like an elastic band. I don't give a damn. No. Okay. Okay.
Mm-mm. So I'm just saying, that's why you got to fail around. You got to know what's going on.
Yeah, it's true. You got to have that conversation, you know. Like, what size works, you know. And go shopping together. I always say that. That's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go shopping together.
Exactly.
Different textures, you know. You never know.
Some people don't know what they're allergic to, so you can't just be trying everything.
Because I ain't doing that, no. Oh, I got surprised you. You in the dark and shit. You don't see nothing. And you be like, what's that?
Lights on.
Like, wait a minute, clap on. That didn't feel right. Hold on, clap on. No.
Clap on. Let me see.
We still have time for a few more, so.
Okay, let me see what I got for you. I'll read one more, and then I'll read something sexy. This is, let's see. Okay, let's do this one. Police officer badge 9007. Siren screeches, ears collapse into brain, megaphone like hip-hop, loud, snarky, and instrumental, pull over, bright red, white and blue light shimmy across the black sky. My eyes staring in my rearview mirror on Crenshaw Boulevard, 3:33 a.m. Los Angeles, a Sunday. What it's like to be black, what it's like to be American. My car white, his skin white. I remain silent. My blackness will be used against me. I be African, planted in America by a man my ancestors called Massa. I'm not a bad child of God. My father raised me well. I know to keep my hands on the steering wheel. Don't look the officer in the eyes. She down. Don't wiggle. The police are not here to protect you. The police are here to serve you. blood, baton, black death. Say it in your head. 9007, 9007, 9007, over and over, silent I remain.
Yes, that's very fitting for some things that have happened recently. Definitely.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the damn police, the joys and not the joys. Yeah, growing up in L.A., man, that was like the number one fear. People act like it's gang violence, but I was more afraid of the police than anything, to be honest.
I'm like, NWA, fuck the police.
Okay, that's where I'm at now. Like, I just, especially living, like, further in the South now, I'll just be like, I'm not trying to get pulled over. Alright.
Yeah, can you tell the difference
over.
There?
Yeah.
Do you feel like the police are different there? Like, have you had different experiences?
Way different.
Yeah. That's how I felt when I was in New Orleans as well.
Yeah, let me tell you, police down south, I know in Georgia, those motherfuckers is making up their own damn rules. I'm like, bitch, what the hell? And the crazy thing is like, because there's so many black people who don't know their rights. Like, it's crazy. And I'm just sitting here like, you know what? I can't. I had to bring my black people to the North. I can't.
Yeah, people get really scared and they give themselves up, and like, you don't even have to do that. Your rights is to not speak, you know. So, but, you know, in that poem, I'm like emphasizing really remembering the badge number, because sometimes that's the only thing you have, you know, to remember and to collect, to hold for yourself. But you don't have to speak to them. You don't have to kiss their ass, you know. If they don't read your rights. If they don't read your rights, you really ain't got to do too much.
Oh, you're
so
free. Okay. They got to drop that shit. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
They got to dismiss it. And you know something? There's a lot of people that down south who don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised. And it's crazy. But I sit here and I tell people, I'm like, listen. You know you ain't do shit wrong. Nowadays, it's like, just do what they say. Get your ass out and handle that shit accordingly when you're the fuck out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes to us, the people of color, the more combative you are, 9 times out of 10, your black ass is not going to make it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's very true. Some people can't hold themselves, though, you know, like, especially because we are, you know, people of color, and people get it all the time, so it's hard. It's like, some people want to control that attitude, but like, some people just get tired, and then you got people who don't even do nothing and they still get killed or murdered, you know, like they are remaining calm, or they're following directions. So
you right. So in that case, it is a catch 22. Okay,
you just gotta stay prayed up. Prayed up and stay away from the police. I'll take the long way. Sometimes if I see them, I'm like, okay, I could go down this way, you know, if I don't have to be in that area.
Well, you know something, you know, I can't say that I've had bad experience with the police, because I guess, you know, I put Gypsy Brittany on and it works well for me.
I liked your intro. That was pretty dope. That was pretty live.
You know, because I'm like, yup, that's that. When I tell you sincere, when she sat there and said, here, this is going to be your intro, I say, you got me. You see, that's why we're here, because you know me. Okay.
Because motherfuckers be like, what is your name? Brittany, bitch, the fuck?
Right. I'm so serious, you know. A lot of people would, like, I do stuff like this, you know, they'd be like, are you going to give yourself a nickname? No. It's Brittany, because at the end of the day, you don't know my middle name or my last name, so I'm just Brittany. You know,
that's all they need.
I don't know why people be so pressed to find out what your name is, and it's like, and if they do find out, it's like they feel like they done won the lottery. I'm like, well, I mean, there's a lot of people who know my name.
You know what it is? Because when they get mad, they be trying to pull that shit out. Like, that's going to piss you off even more. Like, you know what? That's okay, bitch. All right, Brittany. Like, oh, I already knew what my name was. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. I'm be like, yes.
You didn't
you
piss me off. I know what my mama named me. Thank you.
You know,
people do try to use your whole name, your whole government,
mm-hmm.
all of it.
And I'm just like, well, you know, because of my last name, a lot of people can't pronounce it anyway. So I was like, go ahead and struggle. Go ahead. you gonna be struggling. Go ahead. Everybody does. Go ahead and struggle. I'm like, nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it either.
Got him.
Oh, you thought that's how I spelled it? No, that ain't how I spelled that either. No, I don't. But you could keep trying. You go ahead, keep trying. Okay.
Okay.
You know.
So we got roughly about 14 minutes left in the show. We're going to go ahead and get sexy real quick. Then we're going to come back so you can drop all your handles so everybody can know where they can purchase the book, where they can follow you, and keep up with everything you're doing as well.
Sounds good. Okay, cool. So this is called Cherish the Moment. She walks around in leopard print panties collecting clothes for the laundry. Hair freshly washed, the curls just drop when wet. Apple pie and bubba kush, a tree we smoke and the taste of her ass. We've been arguing all day like cats in heat. She bends over to pick up my Batman underwear. Before she can say another word, I grab her waist, bring the zip line of her ass against my lips. I kiss the back of her neck, push a button and she drains. Her nipples stay mad and preachy at me. Erect and preachy, screaming, see me. Her eyes, almond joy, no makeup needed. Lips wet from my cum. She patters my insides with her pointing finger. Make poems evacuate my wet ball of flesh. She whispers in my ear, don't you come yet. I love a competition. Her lips are soft from my cum. Pressing my knees against my chest, pound into my hole. Rug burn kind of pleasure. Teeth across the brim of my clit. Her lips wet from my cum.
Oh, my nails. Oh, my. Well. Oh, and speaking of Batman underwear, oh, my gosh, they had some cute ones. That was like college boy shorts and Tory. I so need to get them. And no, bitches, I'm not no plus size, bitch. I just wear the size zero. Okay, and Tori, because of my ass, you know, I think, you know, I can't wear my Victoria's Secret because my ass is eating up the fucking underwear. So, no, I'm not a big bitch or anything.
Have you looked into the Fenty wear by Rihanna? I heard that they got some sizes for everybody, like for the whole section of his body.
Yes, I've heard, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I love my Victoria's Secret, but My booty
not loyal
with them. This is not okay.
You gotta check out Riri's because you know she got the makeup for everybody, and now she got the undies for everybody and the lingerie.
You know, because everyone's like, well, you know, maybe you should try toy. I'm like, I can't, that shit gonna fall off me. They're like, bitch, you need to get the zero. That's an extra large. You'll be okay. I said, okay. I was like, what you trying to say? Okay. Not that there's anything wrong being a BBW. For y'all be sitting there talking about something, you got something to give big bitches. No, I don't. No, I don't. This is sexy big bitches. I got sexy big bitches for friends. It's fine. Okay?
Man,
I just say it's
a
me.
A lot of them. A lot of them. Beautiful.
They are. You know, because we love you, okay? You get one that's good and know how to cook and everything. You be eating good in the neighborhood forever. You ever seen a big girl cabinet? That
you
shit
said,
is always
set for life.
I'm trying to tell you, they be having all the snacks. They be having snacks that didn't even come out and shit. Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna hurt you. Something's wrong with you.
All the snacks.
I'm so scared.
The exclusive.
You know it's true. You know it's true. They be like, ooh, did you try this? Yes, it's a limited edition. You need to try this. I'm like, oh shit, let me try it then.
as well.
Okay, they be knowing all the hookups where you can get all the stuff on. Let me tell you, they be knowing them discount codes and everything. What you talking about? You need, everybody needs a big friend. Okay, everybody.
You already know it. You already know
okay.
it. That's in fact, that poem was dedicated to all the big girls. You know, because I'm trying to get my big girl following up. Like I need it.
You
like,
know,
I need it like
okay,
yesterday.
I
love
you. Okay, let me tell you something too. You know,
I need
all those
loyal fans.
Coupon people, they be big girls. They're allowed to be big girls.
Nothing straight.
They
coupon
be
ripping them. Bring me, come to me. I'm done with you.
You never
oh,
watch Extreme
goodness.
Coupon? They're like that ass. They be big girls. They be ripping them grocery stores new asshole. They be getting all the good shit. All the name brand
Man,
shit.
I wish I was good at the coupon game, though. I really do wish I was good at the coupon game. That could save so much money. Especially when they be doubling
you know?
And tripling them. It's just
I
so much patience. I don't have the patience. I don't have the patience to coupon all day. But
okay. Man. They do. And they be winning. They be winning. Okay.
But yeah, man, Sir, you can find it on everywhere probably next week. In the next few days, probably by Wednesday. So I'm self-publishing. So the joys of self-publishing is like, this is my first time. I uploaded it to Ingram Spark, which is the distribution company I'm using. And I don't know if they don't work on the weekends or whatever, but I haven't heard back from them yet. So hopefully tomorrow they say all of your files are amazing. And then the pre-order copy should be being sent out and the other folks should be able to order from Amazon. It'll be available digitally, also be available for paperback copy as well. It's really dope. The visuals inside of it has like three or four visuals from my friend Candace Motown, who's an amazing black queer tattoo artist. So they did some illustrations for it. And then the book cover
oh,
art
yeah.
Was made by one of my old students, Yuho. So that's really dope too. And it's going to be an audio version of the album. So when you get the book, you click a link, bam, and it'll take you to sign up for the audio version, which I think will be even better. So yeah, EvolveBenton.com, Evolve Benton everywhere. That's where I'm, yeah, that's my name everywhere.
So,
yeah.
Where can is that this tattoo artist? You know what I mean? Where she at? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I think Candace is living in Michigan right now. But, you know, tattoo artists are worldwide right now. Now, you ain't got to worry about that because, you know, a lot of folks travel and do work in different cities. So if you can get enough people together, you know, maybe you can have a little tattoo party, hook it up. You know, most of the artists I know are down to travel. Nobody's trying to stay in one place.
See, you know, out of my friends, you know, I really am the only one with tattoos because, you know, I'm just a rebel like that. So,
you
know, I
don't
have a tattoo party. Huh?
It's nothing like having your first tattoo, though. You know, convince some people, get a little drink, a little Hennessy, you know. Not too much because it makes you bleed more. Everybody who's getting their first
Look
tattoo.
Look at you. I
don't
say
drink.
No, you know, good damn well.
Well, you know, if you in California or somewhere legal, smoke some trees, and you don't have to worry about your inflammation from the alcohol. But if you are not, then you know, good luck.
Really?
Scare people away from tattoos. No.
See, I'm a little different. I like pain, so. You know,
I
getting tattoos, that's a thrill. It's a thrill to me, so it don't bother me. It's very relaxing, you know,
yes.
To me, you know.
I think it could be a good, a very therapeutic kind of like, you know, massage sensation because it kind of numbs after a while, too, when you're getting tatted. You don't really feel it as much.
You know the best part to me is when they spray that spray to clean it up a little. Oh, that is the best feeling ever. It's like, ooh. Right.
Yep, it's like, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
You know. But see, that's what happens when you explore piercing and you get bored and you move to the next best thing. That's what happens.
Yeah. I haven't got a piercing in so long. I don't know how long. I used to have that.
used to have that. What is that? The piercing below your lip. What is that called?
Below the brain.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have that back in the day. I had it like 3 or 4 different times. Like, and I kept having to take it out because of a job, and then I had to take it out because of, I don't even remember what it was. It was something else, and then I put it back in. And finally, I was like, I'm not doing this no more. I'm just done with facial things. But it was cool. It was fun. People liked it. I think the queer women liked it. The lesbians definitely loved it. So, you know.
No tea, no shade, but you can always tell who was, you know, in the LGBT community because, you know, because of certain piercing.
You know what?
Exactly.
But it's true, the LeBray. If you had a lip piercing, if you had your eyebrow pierced.
Yep,
okay.
The eyebrow definitely was a teller. Yep, it was. It was our way of coming out, you know. We didn't have Instagram.
Look, that was also your way of not being interrupted in your personal life, too. Like, you're not about to interrupt
I
my
know.
Personal life.
Right?
You know, and then it was like, you had your tongue pierced. They're like, oh, well. And I'm like, no, bitch. But no. No. I got this because it's an accessory, okay? I don't in no damn area, okay? I don't even know why I even got it because I'm trying to tell you, bitch, you said I needed help. I don't need help for shit. I got it because I wanted it. And a lot of times, you know, something I don't even realize, I don't even know why I got it because a lot of times if I don't talk with my mouth wide open, I realize that people that had tongue rings, they want you to see that shit. They be sitting there talking and they mouth and they tell like, yeah, girl. I just wasn't like that. And half the time people didn't even know I even had it because, like, okay, it's in my mouth. Like, do I really got to let the world know I got a tongue ring? Like, it's just there.
Tongue rings are amazing. It's like, it's the number 2 best mouth accessory after a gap. Gaps are amazing. Like gaps, winners, and then tongue rings right after that.
You know, it depends on the gap. Now, me, I like little gaps are fine. I mean, I got a little gap. But if you got a gap and you need to spray water out that shit like you got a super soaker, I don't know about that one.
But people with gaps are talented, I'm telling you. It's like some talent there. There's some talent.
Yeah, I do think I'm a little talented, but I just don't like really big gaps. I'm sorry. That it's like if your teeth look like they parting ways, I don't know how to feel about that. Like, I don't know. And again, let me put my disclaimer because, you know, people be getting in their fucking feelings. If you got a big gap and you wear it well, good for you. God damn it.
I was just about to say that. After people hear this episode, they're going to be like, you don't like big girls, you don't like big dicks, and you don't like big gaps.
Listen. My preferences, do I got anything wrong with big girls? No. Some of my exes were big girls. They were yes. They was like, yes. Okay. I want to tell you this. I got a problem with big girls, but I am going to say I got a weight requirement because I'm only so goddamn big myself. Okay. So, you know what I mean? I'm so serious. There's levels to this shit. Like, for me, if you want to be a big girl, you got to wear that shit well. You got to be I like solid big girls. Okay.
Solid.
They gotta be solid. It's gotta be like, you know, like I said, I'm only so big. Okay. I didn't ever want to date one when they got a little bit too spontaneous and they want to get on top of me. I'm like, bitch, I can't breathe. You need to get the fuck up off of me. I don't want to. No, who was that though? No. You know what I mean? But you know, there's some people that love it. You know,
okay.
It's a fetish. All right,
we got less than 30 seconds left. Brittany's going ahead and throw out our show handles.
Oh. Well, you can find us on Hit It or Love It Show on Instagram, okay? And if you want to find Sincere, you're going to have to look through them pictures and find her handle on Instagram.
There you go.
Okay?
There you go.
Okay. You can also follow us at the same name, Hit It or Love It Show on Facebook,
okay? You can find me at imperfection_16, exactly how you spell imperfection_16, and you need to tell me you from the show, because if you want some weird shit, your ass will sit there like everybody else, just waiting and twiddling your fucking thumbs, okay? Now, other than that, that is how you can find us. You can see us in 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. And you can go on the page and find out who our next guest will be. And, yes, I think that's about it. Did I get everything?
Right.
Yes,
you got everything perfectly. Yes, we're trying some new shit. So, hey, Evie, thank you for coming by. You're welcome to come back to the show anytime. We're going to do a poetry show in August. Definitely. We're going to do a poetry show, poetry show in August.
Yes.
So I'll send you that info so you can come and bless us with some work.
Yes,
and
yes.
We're going to go
ahead. Great. Thanks for having me.
I'm about to
no
go
problem.
Follow you right now. I always do that after I tell people, you know, after I didn't talk to them, like, okay. So follow you now, okay?
All right, cool, cool. I'm going to follow you too. And all don't leave me in the queue. Like, all right, don't leave me in the queue.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and close the show with Kim for Life. Happy birthday again to Noah. This song is called Dirty Dream. But if you search Kim for Life, K-I-N, the number 4, and L-Y-F-E on Instagram, both of their pages will come up, Noah and IQ. And then you can find Noah there and follow their page together. All right, so we will see y'all in 2 weeks, as Brittany said, and y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night.
All right, bye.
Welcome to Kim.
You was on my face, I ate you like milk. You taste so damn sweet, you went out your way just to make me feel like you're so in love. Even dance for me, like we was at the club. And that special girl, I usually gotta ask. You let me take some photographs, Sharpie my initials on the ass, so they know just who it is when I post that. No CBC, but she throw it back. Ask on my dick while she ride that shit. Only dream of pussy this good, goddamn, need to try that.
I had a dream last night, girl. I think we did the same thing last night, girl. Oh, I think I had a dirty dream last night, girl. Oh, I think I made you fucking scream last night, girl.
Yeah.
Had a dream last night. It was me and you. All night long, trying to see everything. You look so good when I'm so dumb. Tell me you want it, just tell me you want it. You know that you want it so bad. That gets me excited, your legs are divided. I'm giving you all that I have, all that I have. Mommy, you bad, you know you bad. Fuck around, I must admit that you were the best I ever had. Talk in my sleep, I mumble your name. There's no counting sheep, you put me to sleep. I'm feeling so weak, and maybe I'm never mad.
Oh, I had a dream last night, girl. I think we did the same thing last night, girl. Oh, I think I had a dirty dream last night, girl. Oh, I think I made you fucking